This is Fresh Air. Astor Piazzolla, the world's foremost contemporary tango composer, died yesterday at the age of 71. He had suffered a stroke 2 years ago. Piazzolla was at the forefront of the tango revival, yet he was no revivalist. His music was known as the New Tango, a hybrid of traditional tango, classical music, jazz, and rock. His music caught on in America through his records and through his compositions in the Broadway hit Tango Argentina. But in the 1950s, when Piazzolla started performing his new tangos in his native Argentina, he was verbally and physically attacked as if he had committed an act of treason. Piazzolla was born in 1921. At the age of 3, he moved with his parents to New York, where he remained until he returned to Argentina as a teenager. We're going to hear an interview I recorded with Piazzolla in 1988. First, some music from his album Zero Hour. You'll hear Piazzolla on bandoneon, an instrument similar to an accordion, but instead of a keyboard on one side, there are buttons on both sides. When I spoke with Piazzolla, he told me about the state of the tango in 1954 when he started performing his new tangos in Argentina.
It was going out. I mean, there was a very big invasion of Elvis Presley and rock music and boleros from Mexico. Bill Haley was invading also Argentina with his music. And the young Argentinians, 15, 16, the teenagers of my country, started listening to this more exciting music and not that boring tango that they have been playing during 50 or 60 years in Argentina. So the young people wanted more electricity in their veins, and they chose American music. And then after they chose English music. But the new tango, the one I play, fortunately, it's the people of rock and roll who love my music, the people who like modern jazz, or the people who like to listen to Bela Bartok or Stravinsky. That's the people who follow my music.
Now, you got the nickname the Assassin of the Tango when you started playing the new tango. Were there actually threats against you by people who were very upset with you for having taken the traditional tango and made something else of it?
Yes. The telephones, menaces, and my family and me, and they used to call me on the phone and say they would wait for me in the streets, and they would give me a beating. Why? Just because I changed the tango. But I didn't change the tango. What I changed is the way of playing and the way of writing. I mean, I gave it a new dimension, harmonically speaking and with rhythmically speaking.
So you had people who were literally calling you up and threatening on the telephone, trying to pick fights with you because of your new tango music. Why do you think that your music caused such a violent reaction? I mean, people like music, they dislike music, but they don't necessarily want to try to kill the composer of the music they dislike.
Number one, the people couldn't dance with my music. The dancers of tango hated me. They detested Astor Piazzolla. You can't dance with Astor Piazzolla. The singers of Argentina detested me. They hated my music because it wasn't singing music. Nobody sang my music.
Did you hear many tangos when you were growing up?
Well, I was born playing John Sebastian Bach on the bandoneon because it sounds more like an organ. as the instrument, my teacher, I had a very important piano concert player. His name was Bela Wilda. He was Hungarian, and he taught me to play all classical music and the bandoneon. I never played a tango when I was small.
Did you hate tango like a lot of children growing up hate their parents' music?
Well, I hated to do what my father wanted, but my father suddenly started loving John Sebastian Bach, and he was next to me. He was my friend. He was the one who insisted that I should play classical music. He loved more that his son would be a classical musician than a popular tango musician.
Did you start playing tangos at all when you were in New York?
I started in 1934, yes, with Carlos Gardel. He was a very important singer from Argentina. He came to New York to... he made three films in New York and Long Island with John Reinhardt as a director. And I played the music, in the tango music in the film while he was singing. And that's how I started my career as a tango musician.
That was just a couple of years after that you moved back to Argentina, right?
In 37, before the war, my father got scared and we went all back to Argentina. And I started my musical career when I was 18 years old, between 17 and 18 years old in the city of Buenos Aires. I left Mar del Plata and I started with the best orchestras. That's when I received my first crash as a tango musician. I started all of a sudden to love tango, and all the education, the classical education I had. Imagine, I used to play Rhapsody in Blue of Gershwin on the bandoneon. I used to play Sophisticated Lady of Ellington, and the people used to look at me as if I was a Martian. I mean, you can never find a bandoneon player in Argentina. I don't know if today if someone exists who could play the Rhapsody in Blue. Or
you also studied piano, right?
Yes, I studied piano and composition. I studied everything in music.
Well, I want to play an excerpt from the album that introduced you to many Americans. The album is called Zero Hour, and it's on the American Clave record. And this is another composition of yours. This is called Concerto for a Quintet. And let's listen. Music by Astor Piazzolla. More of our 1988 interview after the short break. This is Fresh Air. Back to our 1988 interview with Astor Piazzolla, who died yesterday at the age of 71. Piazzolla studied with Nadia Boulanger in Paris. Many composers have stories about how she changed their lives and their music. Piazzolla had a story like that.
When I arrived to Paris in 54 with all my music, I thought I was a genius because I wrote 20 symphonies and 20 sonatas and so many chamber music pieces. And all of a sudden, Nadia Boulanger, in one afternoon in 3 or 4 hours, looks all over my music and says, "This is good for nothing. Throw it away because I can't find Astor Piazzolla." And she wanted to know which is my real profession as a musician. I was very ashamed to tell her that I played in a nightclub. In those moments, I was playing in a cabaret, not a nightclub. It's too refined to say a nightclub. It was a cabaret in Buenos Aires. I played there, and I studied at the same time. And she says, "You play tango." "Oh, that's beautiful. I love tango." And now she's going to ask me if I play piano or what I play. And I have to tell her I play bandoneon. It's worse. So I told her, "Look, I don't play piano. I'm not a pianist. I'm a very bad pianist. I play bandoneon." "Oh, bandoneon, that's beautiful. I love that instrument. I can hear that in Kurt Weill's music, and I can hear that also in Boris Blacher, and all famous German composers use the bandoneon in symphonic orchestras." So she gave me this strength to believe in myself. She was like my second mother. She spoke to me like my mother never spoke to me. She taught me to believe in myself. And since that moment, I started believing in myself and in tango music also, above all.
So you kind of really needed her permission to write in your own voice.
Yes, I needed her permission. She was the only one. I needed somebody that was superior. And she was really superior to everybody. And she loved my music. She loved my tango music. She heard it. And she said, "This is Astor Piazzolla. Please, don't ever leave it."
You know, tango is, at least to us Americans, associated with horror houses and clubs and things like that. I don't know so what about clubs, but...
You forgot Hernando's Hideaway.
Right, sure. That's right. But did you go through a period like that when you were in Argentina before you started composing the new tangos and giving recitals as opposed to playing for dancers? Well, did you go through a period of playing in whorehouses at all?
Well, yes, I played. I'm a normal man. I mean, I played in whorehouses since I was 18. I played when I was 45. I played, that was the last one, in 1963 or 64. But one day, only 2 days, I mean, I wasn't employed as a musician to play in whorehouses or bordels. I just played those 2 days, and it was something I really didn't know, but I had much fun because I was considered as a very exponent of a cultural music in Argentina, and all of a sudden I found myself playing in a whorehouse. So that was very funny for me.
You know, the tango is also a dance associated with this real macho ethic. Is that true? I mean, you've actually play tangos, you're not looking at it at a distance. Is it really associated with a very macho style?
Yes, it's a way of making love. That's I found out of this action when I was only 18 or 19 years old. I was seeing the people dancing when I was playing not with my orchestra, with other orchestras I used to play with. And I used to see how they were so compenetrated of what they were dancing. They danced with their eyes closed as if they were dreaming. And it was the man and the woman at the same time. And at the same time, they made love. And it was so strange. I was so young, and I was looking at this as discovering something I never saw in my life.
Let me ask you, are there any American real schlocky interpretations of tangos that you get a real kick out of now?
Well, I think that not only Americans, I think the fault is of the Europeans, the Germans and the French and the Italians, who had an idea of what really tango was. And that spread that came to our United States. And when Louis Armstrong used to play "I Get Ideas," and when other musicians played Hernando's Hideaway. That was really a kick in the liver when I heard Hernando's Hideaway. That was terrible. And the Argentines were furious because that was making fun of what really was our tango was. I mean, our tango is something completely different. I insist. When somebody really knows how to dance, and when they dance the tango profoundly as they feel it, you can see that it's like making love. I mean, it's as if nobody was looking at them. And it's something you'd really love. That's why they dance that way.
Composer Astor Piazzolla from a 1988 Fresh Air interview. Piazzolla died yesterday in Buenos Aires at the age of 71.